This is the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, bringing you the info you need to make your next move a great one.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Chester County Real Estate Podcast. This is a show that gives you all the information you need to make your next move a great one. I'm your host, Sean, and today I'm sitting down with Dominic Canatelli from Brandywine Lending. Dominic has been in the mortgage industry for 16 years and finance industry for
25.
So, Dominic, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what you do and your background.
Yeah. So what I do right now is I'm a senior loan officer and sales manager at Brandywine Lending. So on the sales manager side, I manage the loan officers that work underneath of us. In a lot of different capacities, help put out fires and, of course, help them try to grow their business. And then, of course, on the loan officer side, I help people basically get the funding so that way they can purchase a home when they don't have the cash to do it.
Yeah.
And amazingly, I do see a lot of cash purchases these days, but there's still a lot of people out there that need financing for it, and that's what we do.
Yeah. So we were talking before, and aside from getting people mortgages and helping them buy a house, we were talking about this one product that I wanted to kind of dig into a little bit deeper, the all-in-one product. Yeah. So real quick, what would be a general overview on how you describe this?
So a general overview, I mean, it's very different mortgage product than anything that's out there. I mean, honestly, there is nothing like this product available to consumers as of today that I am aware of.
Okay.
People have been trying to look, you know, anytime I bring that up, there's just nothing out there. Not in the mortgage industry, not anywhere else. You know, there's only one company that offers it that we work through on the wholesale side that we do have access to. I actually used to work for the company, so that's how I have knowledge, extensive knowledge on the product. And I believe it's an amazing product. It's how Canada, New Zealand, Australia, most of Europe and other countries, it's their primary mortgage product. It's not the 30-year fixed.
Right.
It's, you know, that's not the product that they primarily use.
And I think that's important because when we first hear about it, because it's so outside of the realm of what we're used to, we're like, oh, this is weird. This is I don't want to say scam, but we immediately get nervous about stuff that we aren't familiar with.
That's correct.
And also because a lot of people who have been in, you know, been owning homes for longer than a couple of years have experienced probably had one or two negative experiences with the mortgage industry. So
absolutely,
when they hear about something, they're like, I remember the last time they had these awesome new products and it kind of ended up with, shots of FBI agents walking out of the office with boxes on the TV. But this is different because it's already mainstream, just not necessarily here. And it's very much a mainstream product in those countries and other places in the world. Getting into it, so what's like the main benefit? It's to sell, basically pay down your mortgage at and astronomical rate almost.
So basically what it is, it's a mortgage that's attached to a bank account, and basically what happens is it calculates the interest every single night, and it offsets the mortgage balance. So you have, let's just go easy numbers, say you have a $300,000 mortgage and you have $50,000 in the bank account. You're not paying interest today on $300,000, you're going to pay interest on $250,000. Say you take 10 grand out of there, so now there's only 40 grand in there. You're going to pay interest on $260,000. You pay interest on $260,000 tomorrow. But it literally every single day at midnight, it goes, all right, what's the mortgage balance? How much do they have in the bank account? And it literally just offsets the interest. So you only pay interest on the difference of what you have in there. You still have access to those funds. I mean, it's in the bank account. It's just offsetting the mortgage balance, and you only pay interest on what the difference is. So if you had $300,000 or more in this bank account, then that's it. You're not paying any interest. So it's all about that. And you can have this for up to 30 years. And of course, obviously, you know, there's different things that happen after year 10, you know, because there is a line of credit and there's a lot to go to unwrap with this product. But in a nutshell, what it basically is, again, is a mortgage attached to a bank account, and it offsets the interest. And it's basically compound savings. It kind of works the opposite of a credit card, where it's savings on savings on savings instead of interest on interest on interest. Because with a credit card, you know, say you have a $100 balance today and you accrued, say, a dollar's worth of interest today. Your balance tomorrow is $101. And now you're going to pay interest on $101, not on $100. So it adds to that balance, and you end up paying interest on interest on interest on interest. This is savings on top of savings on top of savings. So it's completely different in the opposite of the way that a credit card works, or compound interest. I like to call it compound savings.
Okay. So what's this look like on like a day-to-day basis? Is this like you put the money? So if for the person who has this loan, it's just a bank account, just like any other bank account, except their mortgage payment's less, or how's that work?
So there actually is no mortgage payment. There's no minimum monthly payment. All you're doing is accruing interest. So at the end of the month, it goes, all right, for the month of June, this is how much interest you accrue. Because remember, every single day it's calculating the interest. Okay. So it takes all 30 days or 31 days or 28 days if it's in February, but it goes, all right, this is how much interest they accrued for the month. But again, it's every single day it's accruing it, and then bam, you know, that's what you have, you know, is the interest that you have at the end of the month. But there's no minimum monthly payments. The product's been around since 2005. There's not been one late. Like, they have no defaults on the product in that long of a time period. Because you can't. There's no minimum monthly payments. You can't go late on it.
So even if you have, even if we're using the numbers, $300,000 in mortgage and then $50,000 in the bank, monthly mortgage for $50,000 doesn't equal a mortgage payment. How does that, what do you mean there's no mortgage payments?
So there's no minimum monthly payment that's due. All you're doing is accruing interest each month. So this.
So how's the loan getting paid down then?
It's the amount that's in the bank account offsets it. So once you have enough money in your bank account to offset it, at that point, you could say, that's it, I'm done. I don't want access to these funds anymore, and my mortgage is paid off. You don't have to do that, though. So what happens is there is a HELOC feature to this. There is a line of credit. So that's your mortgage balance, per se, or that's your line of credit. So what ends up basically happening is, let's just say, you know, it's a $300,000 mortgage. At year 10, you have access to that full line for 10 years. Now, on a normal home equity line of credit, a lot of times, okay, you have access to it for so long, and then it either recasts, or there's a balloon payment that you have to do, or you have to refinance to get out of it. I mean, there's a couple different options. With this one, after year 10, you have 20 years left. That's 240 months. Whatever the line amount is, whatever that credit line is, divide that by 240 months. That's how much it would go down every single month. So that way, when you hit year 10, or sorry, year 30, apologize, when you hit year 30, that's it, you're done, and the mortgage is paid off. So again, that line of credit will go down little by little by little each month until you hit year 30, and then bam, it's done. So it's basically locking that amount of equity into the walls after year 10, so that way you don't have a balloon payment at the end of year 30. You don't have to recast. You don't have to start a whole nother mortgage. It's a way for it to be paid off. So there's a couple different ways you can do it, or how you can have it paid off, but that's the way that will make it get paid off, is it'll start to lock that equity into the walls and start to lower that line of credit and the amount that you have available.
Okay. A couple different questions. And I'm trying to figure out like the next logical one to ask. So first of all, just so I get an idea, is this a mortgage that someone will, if they're buying a house, they will get this mortgage to buy that house? Or do you get like a normal mortgage and then refinance into something like this?
So it's funny that you ask that, because yes, absolutely for purchases. But there's a lot of refinances with it. I have a lot of clients, because this is for people that are highly qualified, right? Now, this doesn't mean that you have to make a ton of money, but it means highly qualified. That means great credit, great low debt to income ratio, and you have a decent amount of assets. So I like to say this is for people that are financially responsible and have a history of being financially responsible.
Right.
So it takes a certain kind of individual to be able to get into it. So what happens is, a lot of the times they'll have the credit score, they'll have the low debt to income ratio, but the problem is that they're buying a house, they're using a huge chunk of their assets. Right. So they may not have the liquid reserves left over to qualify for the all-in-one at purchase stage. So if they don't, not a big deal, you know, and you know, a year or two, maybe 3 years, they're going to have that replenished to where they can. Whatever the line of credit is, it has to be anywhere from 10 to 15% of that line left over in your bank account. So if it's $300,000 mortgage, you need to have anywhere from 30 to 45,000. And that's based on what your debt to income ratio is. So if your debt to income ratio is below 40%, then it's 10% down. Or sorry, 10% down. Then it's 10% of reserves that you need. So in that case, on a $300,000, it would be $30,000 that you need. On anything that's from above 40% and below 43% DTI, debt to income ratio, that's where you're going to be paying 40, or you're going to have $45,000 that needs to be left over as liquid reserves in your bank account.
So, and that was my other question too, where it's like, what minimum do you need? So that's the minimum you would need. So the minimum's depending on the DTI, and that would be a percentage. The DTI would be a percentage of the amount for the mortgage, basically. So,
well, it's the mortgage, and then of course your combined debt. So that's your combined debt to income ratio. So that's your mortgage and any other minimum monthly payments that are showing up on your credit, any undisclosed debt that we need to take into accountability. Maybe there's a 401k loan that you've taken out, you've borrowed against, and you're paying back. Maybe you have child support or alimony, stuff like that. All of that gets equated into your debt to income ratio. Really, utilities are pretty much one of the only things that really is not equated into your debt to income ratio. Everything pretty much else is. So that's, it has to be below 43%. And to give you a basic comparison, conventional usually typically goes up to 50%. I haven't seen anything approved above that. And then FHA is typically maxed at like 57% on the high end. So 43% is very conservative. But again, that's the financially responsible piece of it. The credit score needs to be 700 or higher for most of the versions of this program. Again, financially responsible. History of being financially responsible is that liquid reserves, those assets that you have. You know, the credit score and the debt to income ratio, okay, well, great, you're financially responsible, but that reserves, those liquid assets left in the bank account, or it can be retirement accounts, it just needs to be liquidable assets. So that's checking, savings, stocks, bonds, 401k, IRA, money market, things that can be liquidated. Not a car that's paid off, not a house that's paid off. That's a different story. That's not liquidated yet, and there's no way of knowing what the actual value of that is. So that's why those assets can't be used as assets, because you just you don't know what it is until you sell it, right? You know, you may think your house is worth this, but until you sell it, you don't know what you're actually going to get. Same thing with like a car or jewelry, stuff like that. Because people bring that stuff up. I'm like, well. Until you actually sell it, you know, once you sell it, then we can use it. But until you can, it's not, you know, it's not, doesn't work as assets.
Right. And boats and RVs and stuff. That, yeah, like, none of that, to some people, there's zero value there.
Correct. You know, exactly.
All right. So before we get into like, kind of like, because I'm listening to this, and I think it's important to remember, like, this is not everyone's going to qualify for it. So that's the one, like, it's like, wow, is this too good to be true? It's like, well, no, because only so many, like, only a small amount of people are going to qualify for it. This isn't for everyone. So unfortunately, if someone's watching this and they're not in that category, they might not qualify for it. But I think it's still good to at least know it's out there.
But it's worth trying to get into that category.
Yes,
that's what I have a lot of buyers. So what happens is they, you know, they end up buying, you know, with a traditional mortgage, but they're working towards getting this, whether that's getting their score up a little bit, whether it's replenishing the assets so that way they have the liquid reserves after, you know, the closing. But I have a ton of them that are literally working on getting there. And it's funny, they call me because there's a simulator that you actually do with this loan. You can't even get the loan without doing the simulator. It's part of the underwriting process and the conditions. So what you're doing there is, what I really need to know is, what's going in the bank account each month? How much are you moving from your current bank account over there? And then how much is coming out of the bank account? And of course, whatever loan we're comparing it to. That's pretty much like the simplified information. You know, what's left over in your bank account each month? How much you moving over? And then that's going to really spit. And of course, obviously the loan we're comparing it to, and it does a side-by-side comparison. You know, so if it's a 30-year fixed or an adjustable rate mortgage, it'll have that in this column over here, the all-in-one over here, and it shows you all the stats. It'll show you, you know, based on, you know, today's rates with, you know, the all-in-one loan, whatever those are, you know, whatever that pricing is, it'll show you, okay, you know, this is what it is, this is what the average will be, you should pay it off in this amount of time period, and what you should save an interest. And it's staggering. The average person, the last time I heard the stat come from the company that offers it, is about 7 to 8 years.
So an entire mortgage paid off in 7 to 8 years.
Yep. And so in the best way I can describe,
because I was going to say too, like, hey, let's make sure before we get too into the concerns, you know, like, what's the benefit? Like, what's the awesome benefit that? Because I feel like
thousands.
We did a lot of like setting up and like tampering expectations. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about like why is this so exciting and the benefits in it.
The average person is going to pay it off. The average person,
yeah,
that qualifies. The average person that qualifies for the product will pay it off in 7 to 8 years. And they're going to save hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, and the best way I can really kind of compare this and tell people, it's not with the purchase, because it's a little bit different. I mean, that definitely the simulator will do that.
Yeah.
But when you're talking to someone over the phone, say, look, let's just pretend you were doing a refinance. So you just got into a 30-year mortgage, right? And then you have this product. All you're going to do is switch that mortgage out and your current bank account with this mortgage and this bank account. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do. You're going to allot for the same mortgage payment. You're going to keep saving the same amount of money you save each month. Just keep living life the way you're living. That's what the simulator is going to show you. Is if you just live life the way you're living right now, just switch this mortgage out and switch this bank account out, this is what it's going to do for you. And that's what that simulator shows you. And it's amazing when you look at it and go, this person doesn't have to do anything different. You're just switching out this mortgage and this bank account. And if you do that, this is what's going to happen. You're going to pay it off in 7 to 8 years. You're going to save, you know, $200,000-$400,000, depending on what their loan amount is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing the amount that people can save.
Well, I have a random question. FDIC insurance only goes up to $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably, at least in this area, you're gonna end up more than that. Mm-hmm. Is the account FDIC insured?
Yep, sure is.
How's it get past that fit 250?
Well, it should
be raised at some point anyway.
But it's FDIC insured. So think about it. It's just like your current bank account. You know, whatever bank you're with right now, or credit union. It is just like that, but you have more control over it. So like the bank that I deal with, I just had a contractor that came out and did, you know, 6 months worth of remodeling last year. Well, you know, when every job was done, you know, certain jobs were done or certain checkpoints, he would say, hey, you know, this is what you owe me for right now, or I need this for materials, or hey, that project's over with. And I was like, all right, let's pay as we go, so I don't have this, you know, huge bill at the end. Like, hey, let's just pay as we go.
Yeah.
Well, it was always more than $5,000 anytime that, you know, I had to make payments to him. It was usually more like $10,000 to $15,000 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't just do that. He would send me the invoice and I would try to go pay it. Well, I couldn't do that. I have to literally call up my bank and go, hey, I need you to raise the thing. And they would only do it for 24 hours. With this bank account, you could actually lower that, or you could raise it. You could say, no, I don't want the limit to be $5,000 for the day. I want that limit to be $1,000. Or you know what? I do a lot of large transactions because maybe it's your job or whatever it is. Maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe you collect cars. But you can raise that too. I mean, you actually have full access to have much more control over the bank account. You got a dedicated 24-hour, or there's a human being that picks up the line. It's not an automated service.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is some of the concerns that I do get is, you know, what kind of a bank account is this? And you know, I'm like, no, it is the same as the kind of account that you have right now, but better. The only thing about this loan that I always tell everybody, like, because everyone's always looking to poke holes through it, it's too good to be true. Mm-hmm. I was like, the only thing is that you don't have a brick and mortar. So whatever bank account you have right now, leave a couple $100 in it. That way, if you ever had to move money from this account to that account and go in and get like a certified check like today, because you need to do that, but you just wire the funds. You don't even need to do a certified check.
Yeah.
You just, you know, wire the funds. But that's about it. There's not a brick and mortar to go in. So if I lost my debit card, I can go into my bank today and go get a new debit card right now.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's literally
about the only thing I can think of with this product.
So help me understand, why would, like, what's the company getting out of this? Like, how are they making enough money with this product to offer it and put it together and do everything? Like, they have to get something out of this, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, keep in mind, that's all secondary. Now, I do know a lot about the secondary market just because of, you know, the different positions I've held and different things that I've, you know, done at different companies.
Secondary meaning that they are reselling this to someone else.
So that side. So, like, I'm on the origination side, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not on the servicing side. I'm not on the secondary market side. I'm on the origination side. But with that being said, you know, I'm going to give my best answer that I can without being the actual secondary person. So, but think about this. You know, the banks, from my understanding, you know, if you have, say, $100,000 in a bank account, they can lend up to 10 times that amount. That would be $1 million right there.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it's actually a little bit different, but
you know what I mean.
Fractional reserve system.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. You know, so it's that kind of setup.
Idea,
so they have that. But the one that really stands out to me is the stat is that you're in a mortgage for like 3 to 5 years. The average person, it's like it fluctuates, but it's anywhere from 3 to 5 years the average person stays in a mortgage.
And before they refinance, sell, something like that?
Correct.
Okay.
Pay it off, sell it, refinance, whatever. It's 3 to 5 years on average. So in this situation, this person is going to be in this loan on average 7 to 8 years. That's the average person. So you have someone paying interest much longer. You're now benefiting from, you know, this bank leveraging your money every day. I mean, these banks that are out here right now that you currently have your money sitting with, it's just collecting dust, and they're acting like they're doing you a favor, and then they're nickeling and diming you to death with all these different fees and everything of that nature.
Right, right. If interest rates were to suddenly plummet, which no one's really talking about, but would that affect this program? Because now if you're not getting enough interest rates to cover the cost or whatnot, so
it's a variable rate.
Yeah.
It's a variable rate. It's the highest it's ever been. But they do have a floor. So it the rate can't go below a certain amount.
Okay.
Which is 3.75 on a primary and a second home. An investment property, it's 4.75. So that's the floor. But it is a variable rate. So it does adjust.
The floor as far as what you get for the money that you have in
the
there?
Lowest,
or?
The lowest interest rate. So it means that the interest rate can't go below 3.75 on a primary and a second, and it can't go below 4.75 on an investment property.
So when you say the interest rate, normally when we're talking about interest rate, this is what you're borrowing the money for and what you're paying back. So is that this is the interest that you're paying on the loan for the mortgage?
Correct. Okay. Yep. So there's a floor because it's a variable rate. So there's always a floor and there's always a ceiling.
Okay.
And then there's a, you know, monthly cap, annual cap, lifetime cap, all that stuff.
Gotcha. And the ceiling and the floor is basically because they're making future predictions and they have to kind of make an accountability, accounting for. Whereas if everything did drop and plummet, like they need to make sure that
they know that their bottom line is 3.75 is going to be the lowest for primary and second, and 4.75 is the lowest, and the ceiling is six. And what that means is not 6%, but what it means is whatever your the day that you started this loan, whatever that rate was that day, it cannot go more than 6% higher than that amount, whatever that was that day that you went. Can't go higher. So that would be your ceiling. Now, it can't just do that overnight. Like I said, there's a month cap and an annual cap as well to make sure it doesn't just skyrocket on someone overnight. So that's, you know, some of the regulations that are in there. But yeah, no, I mean, there's plenty of ways for them to make money off of this. But again, you now have a client for 7 to 8 years. It's going to pay interest.
Right. Okay. So we'll have to wrap it up at some point. I don't want to get into like every little gritty detail, but just real quick, and I apologize for doubling back a little bit here, but you buy a house for, say, like, because you still have to do like the down payment and everything, but you end up with a $300,000 mortgage. You have $50,000 in the bank, and now you move that over to this account. Are you said there's no minimum monthly payment? But are you making, like, are you adding to this account every month, like it is a monthly payment? Like, well, what does that look like? And so, like, what are you doing on like a month to month bill wise basis?
So this is for people that are saving monthly. This is not for someone that's living paycheck to paycheck, right? So let's just take a refinance, because I feel like that's a real good side by side comparison versus a purchase.
Yeah.
I feel like talking to people over the years, that's the one that really helps them understand the product a little bit,
because they have something else to compare it to.
Correct. Especially if they're first time home buyers, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, with this, it's you again, you're saving money every month. So we go, all right, you're currently paying $2,500 in your mortgage. Like, that's what you're allotting for. Like, that's your principal and interest payment. Let's call it $2,000. So forget the taxes and the property taxes and the homeowner's insurance. There's no mortgage insurance on this product. There's no monthly mortgage insurance. You can buy it out and that kind of stuff, but that's going deep. But so let's just talk about the principal and interest. So let's say it's $2,000. Well, a lot for $2,000 a month into this account, you know. And then same thing with how much are you saving? Like, you should be putting your paycheck in this every month and paying your bills from this every month. And then, of course, there should be money left over. If you are not leaving money left over, if you're not saving, then this is not the loan for you. You know, so like when we're going in through that simulator, all right, how much is going in each month? $10,000 is going in my account each month, you know, for my paychecks. Like, that's how much I put in the bank account. All right, how much is your expenses? $9,000. So I have $1,000 left over. Good. So that's showing us that you're putting in 10 and $1,000 is being left over. And that's counting after the mortgage payments. Think about it, they're already paying, you know, $2,000 a month in their mortgage. That's part of that $9,000. So that mortgage payment, that $2,000 is already in there, plus the $1,000 that they would be putting in their savings. Okay. So that's the thing. That's why I always tell everybody, keep living life the way that you're living. Like for the refinance people, keep living life the way that you're living. Keep allotting for the same mortgage payment. Keep saving the same amount of money. Just live life the way that you are right now. Keep saving the way that you are right now. And this is what it will look like. So that's what the simulator does. And it's that's the part that's so hard for people to wrap around their heads, because it's like, what's the payment? But what's the payment? But what's the payment? There isn't one. You're just accruing interest each month. But the point behind this is that you already have been allotting for $2,000 a month. You've been saving $1,000 a month. So in reality, there's $3,000 right there that's going towards that mortgage. That's offsetting that interest. So it's already in there. It's your paycheck.
So it sounds like before anyone, before you try to understand it, it's go to the simulator.
Correct.
And see what, like, don't try to understand this. This is a new concept. It's something that we're not familiar with. So don't spend too much time trying to understand it. Go to the simulator, and then we can see if it will work for you. And then
go from there.
You'll be able to understand it once we're actually talking about real numbers and what you're really
correct.
What you would really be looking at.
Yeah, I had my old the old bosses I used to work with. They would take like an hour or two to discuss this thing. Literally like an hour or two with people. Then they would send them to, because the company does this, they have webinars for this.
Right.
That do live each week, and you can get the recording of it and send it to the person. They would do all of that before doing the simulator. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that light bulb does, because I realized pretty quickly the light bulb doesn't go off.
Until,
the simulator. That's where it goes off, because they can't. It's all in their head. You know, they can't see it. But once you see like the side-by-side comparison, and there's so many stats with this thing. And of course, you can play around with the simulator too. All right, well, I'm moving into a new house, you know, so I was saving, you know, $1,500 a month, but my mortgage payment is going to be higher. So I don't really know exactly what I'm going to be saving and what the utilities are going to look like. So I do have some people that have gone, you know what, I'm going to do the, you know, the traditional mortgage to start off with. And then a year from now, I'm going to come back, because then in a year I know what I'm saving monthly, and I just want to make sure I'm saving enough to where this makes sense.
Gotcha.
So
cool. Yeah. All right. So really appreciate that. I don't know if I don't know if I fully understand it. I don't know if that's enough to fully understand it, but if you, the first step wouldn't be to understand it. The first step is to go to the simulator. How do people access the simulator get in touch with you?
So that's what I like to do. I like to do the simulator with people the first time. And then, you know, once I do it, I'm like, here's the website, go play with it. Okay. Because if you don't do the simulator correctly, it's a very simple thing.
Right.
But if you don't put the information in correctly, it could either look too good to be true, or better than it really will turn out, or it could look worse than it does. And I'm a big fan of accurate information. Yeah. So I always like to go on there, or hop on a Zoom with somebody and say, hey, all I need is literally, takes me a minute to input the information in. And then, of course, we have fun from there playing with all the different stats and looking at everything.
Gotcha.
And then they can go and play with it.
Okay, so, but cool. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
I mean, call, text me, call me, email me. My phone number is 302-287-4310. Or you can email me at Dominic@BrandyWineLending.com. And that's D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K @BrandyWineLending.com.
Okay, cool.
But any one of those ways, call, text, or email me, and we can set up an appointment. But yeah, I really always say it takes about 5 minutes, you know, to really kind of go through the stuff, and then they're going to have questions from there. So
yeah, awesome, cool, man. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah. If anyone has any questions, they can give you a call. We'll put the number in the comments there. So awesome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's I'll leave it with this. It's an amazing product. I will tell you that company, they protect it with their life, and they should. They foresee it to be the future of mortgages in this country, and I do as well. I mean, I've had people cry on the phone. I've had people get angry on the phone. Not at me, but, you know, they're kind of like, it's a realization. Yeah. They're going, oh, my gosh, like, I've been wasting this much money, you know, especially people that are, you know, closer towards retirement that have had mortgages for how many years, and they realize, oh, my gosh, I could have saved thousands, hundreds of thousands. I could have retired sooner. Like, those people that cry on the phone are the ones that are like, oh, my gosh, I can actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see myself now retiring. Mm-hmm. You know, because most people, they're thinking, well, I can't really retire until my mortgage is paid off, you know, in most scenarios.
Right.
So it's an amazing product. I call it the pay it forward loan. Once you realize that light bulb goes off, what it's going to do for you, just tell one other person so it can change their life too. Because it's definitely financially life changing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by RE/MAX Ace Realty, serving buyers and sellers in the Chester County area. Subscribe for new episodes at acerealtypa.com/podcast. And you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever podcasts are found.